Good morning, everybody. So as these last few are getting their mats down, this morning when I got up, there were birds singing. I saw a robin in my yard and a woodpecker pecking on my house. And I also found two rhododendron flowers open on my rhododendron bush. So even though there's still snow on the ground, I think spring's on its way, so that's good news. So take a moment before we begin to just acknowledge and feel the loving presence of those around you. And then take your awareness to your mat, your body, your breath alone. And now we'll close our eyes and allow these first few moments to begin to release the stress from our mind. Let your thoughts just dissolve into your breath. And as they do, our mind becomes calm, quiet. Let your breath flow deep and even. And as we practice today, don't worry about trying to mold yourself into some textbook picture of the pose. Instead, mold the pose to make sense for your body. And now feeling a little more present, a little more calm and centered. Let's begin to add some movement by just releasing our neck, letting our head flow from side to side. Feel a nice stretch down the back of your neck. One of those places our body likes to store tension. Coming back now to our center, we take hands to our heart. May this practice today bring healing to our body, peace to our mind, joy to our heart, and unity with our spirit. Now inhale, let your arms float all the way up to the sky. And then exhaling, you drift back down. With eyes opened or eyes closed, just flow with your own breath. Not even aware of the movement of the person beside you. Completely present to your breath. Now when we come to our next exhale, let's begin adding a gentle twist. So inhaling up and then exhaling, we twist to one side. And inhaling back to center, twisting to the other side. Next inhale, let hands meet overhead in a prayer. Exhale, that prayer returns to our heart. May this practice today be a doorway to my spirit. Now let an inhale again, take arms to the sky. This time our exhale folds us to a forward bend as we reach out to the floor in front of us. Let your fingers spread wide open on your mat and then step the feet back. Now we'll turn our toes under and reach our hips up to the sky, downward facing dog. So with hands really pressing into the floor, we push our hips away from our hands, creating this long line down our back and our arms. Knees can be bent, legs can be straight, whatever works for your body. Give your body this nice, long body stretch. And now we'll lift onto our toes, gently pressing one heel at a time back toward the floor. We dedicate the next few breaths to just exploring length in our legs. It's a place many of us feel a little extra tight in the morning. So gently releasing the grip of tension in your muscles. And now our hands will walk back to our feet. Now we'll feel our feet completely grounded into the earth, hanging our body forward, a standing forward bend. Sometimes you'll see this pose called ragdoll pose. So come to that feeling of a loose body, like a ragdoll. Let your low back relax, middle back, upper back, neck. Your whole body receiving a message. It's time to let go. And then with hands returning to the mat, let's walk our hands forward again, bringing us once more to downward facing dog. We'll revisit this pose many, many times today. And now we lay knees onto the mat. Sitting down onto our heels. With an inhale, reach up. Let your arms open wide like your body's making a great big Y for yes. Exhale, hands to the heart, sink down. Inhale, reach up. Yes, I'm ready to open my heart. Exhale, down. Inhale, yes, I'm ready to open my body. Yes, I'm ready to feel a transformation. Once more, a big, beautiful yes. And then exhale, sinking down onto the heels, stretching our body forward, child's pose. Walk your hands out. You can keep knees together, or you can let them part, finding whatever place is comfortable for you and gives you a feeling of breathing space. Anytime in our practice today, if you'd like to just stop and take a rest, child's pose is a great place to do that. And it's always available to you, no matter what we're doing. So now with fingers spread out like the rays of the sun, let's curl our toes under. Hips again to the sky, downward facing dog. We'll step our right foot forward. Left knee on the mat. Inhale, spread arms open wide. And exhale, bow. Now let this flow from your heart through your body like a prayer. Next exhale, next bow, hands come to the mat. We'll step the right foot back. Inhaling, we take shoulders over the wrist, a kneeling plank. Exhale, elbows in, we lower down. Inhale, roll your shoulders back and lift hard into just a little back bend, cobra. And exhale, hips to heels. Let's take that flow again. Inhaling, kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, the little cobra. Exhale, child's pose. Toes tucking under, hips pointing to the sky, downward facing dog. Step the left foot forward. Right knee to the mat, kneeling lunge. Inhale, spread your arms open wide. Exhale, bow. With each inhale, feel your heart opening more and more. One more beautiful heart opening. And one more bow. Exhale, hands come to the mat, we step back. Inhale, shoulders over the wrist, kneeling plank. Exhale, lower down. Inhale, cobra. And exhale, child's pose. Now let yourself just flow in this beautiful mosaic of movement and breath. One pose blending into the next. One breath blending into the next. Follow this flow one final time. Let it take you back again to child's pose. And once we've all found our way there, then we'll move on together. And then fingers spreading open wide. Let's curl our toes, hips to the sky, downward facing dog. This time we'll walk our feet up to meet our hands. Inhale all the way up. Exhale, hands to the heart. Now let's take our shoulders up, back, and down. Working into another place our body likes to store tension. Now let the rolling of your shoulders get bigger and bigger. Until mindful of the person beside you, we begin to take our arms into big circles. Enjoying the feeling of more and more freedom in our shoulders. Now with shoulders warm and glowingly happy, arms to the sky, exhale, prayer to the heart. And now we step to the front of our mat, ready to enter sun salutation. Inhale, reach up, touch the sky. Exhale, slip the hips back into chair pose. And then an inhale takes us all the way up again. Here, depending on how it feels for you, you can take a little back bend if you want. And then exhale, dive into a forward bend. Inhale, lift up halfway to a long flat back. And exhaling, we'll take our hands to the mat, we'll step our right foot back. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Inhaling, arms circle to the sky. Exhaling, hands float to the earth. Let's step back. Plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. And exhaling, it's back to down dog. Where we'll raise our right leg like a flag in the sky. Now let's step or help our right foot forward. Lunge or kneeling lunge. It's always okay to take your knee down in these lunge poses. Exhale, come back to earth. Let's step forward. Inhale, be the rising sun in the morning. Exhale, chair. Inhale, all the way up again, maybe even in a little back bend. Exhale, swoop down. Inhale, lift the heart halfway up. Exhale, take hands to the mat. And now our left leg will step back. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Exhaling. Hands come back down. We step back. Plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. And we take an exhale back to down dog. This time it will be our left leg that reaches high in the sky. And then we step or help the left foot forward. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Exhale, returning to the mat, we step forward again. And an inhale lifts us up. Exhale, chair. Inhale, rise up. Celebrate it with a little back bend if you want. And exhale, float into the forward bend. Inhale to the horizon. Exhale, hands to the mat again. We walk our feet back. Let's find our way again to downward facing dog. Here we'll stop. We'll take a pause. A chance to welcome the awakened energy within your body. How great it feels to be alive. Feel how your body now is a little warmer, a little looser, a little more ready to move. So we'll take this awakened energy now to our standing flow. Let's begin by taking right leg up into the sky. Now we step the right foot forward and we'll lay the back foot flat down on the ground, reaching up warrior one. So take a three-step approach to each pose. First, find your foundation. Feel how each foot is really pressing into the mat. From there, rise up the center of your body and find a center of strength, this column of power within you. And then the third step is to let your heart lift and open. Becoming sensitive to the inner feelings of each pose and how they differ. What do you feel in Warrior One? What does this bring up inside of you? Now, keeping the right foot just as it is, let's step the left foot forward right into chair pose. So arms are still reaching up, feet are still grounded, but we're shifting our hips way back now so that the weight of our body is more in our heels than our toes. Let your tailbone drop just a little to the earth as heart lifts a little higher. Really embracing now that column of strength inside. Feeling a deep power. Right foot stays again. We step the left foot back, making the return to warrior one. Take a moment to really lunge back into that front knee. Back leg straight and strong. Now hands drift down behind our back here. Lacing fingers together, we roll our shoulders back. Our heart spreads open wide. Make this just a beautiful expression of your heart. Without changing our legs, let's tip our hips forward, slowly extending our body toward that front leg. Now each of us will find a different place here. Some will come toward the leg, some to the leg, some beyond the leg. Some will let hands reach up away from the back, but work with your body. Where does this feel wonderful for you? Where does this create the most beautiful blend of strength and flexibility and balance? And then with an inhale, reach arms to the sky, returning once more, warrior one. Drink in a beautiful breath here. And then exhale back to the mat. We step back now, vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lowering. Inhaling, we'll arch up. And then exhale takes us back again, down dog. So second side now, left leg high up in the sky. Set the left foot forward. Plant the back foot firmly and reach up to that beautiful warrior one. Beginning to loosen the grip of tension within our body. Banishing aches and pains, stress and tension. As we reach up, we feel our side seams growing longer. Feel your foundation. Feel the column of strength at your center. Let your heart open. Lift high. Left foot remains. We step forward. Chair pose. Dropping the tailbone slightly as the heart lifts a little more. Embracing. We are strong. Is your breath still steady? Now step back again with the right foot. Returning once more. Warrior one. Ah. Beautiful. Hands behind the back. Fingers laced together, shoulders roll back. Let your heart really spread open wide. Let it lift toward the sky. Let it flood your body with love and joy. Slowly, we tip forward. Let the hips turn so your low back stays protected. Where for you is that perfect cocktail of balance, of strength, of flexibility? Not at all worried about what other people are doing, just focused on your mat, your body, your breath. Where do you feel free and amazing? With the next inhale, release hands, reach up. Warrior one, once more. And then back down to the mat. Stepping back, vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. And take your exhale back to down dog. And then we'll take our knees to the mat. Let's come to all fours. So with knees on the mat, we'll walk our hands back until they're right underneath our shoulders. Now with an inhale, look up. Lift your tailbone, drop your belly down. Exhale, arch the back to the sky. So this is cat and calf, flowing to the rhythm of your breath. A chance to really get to know your spine. Where are the parts of your spine that seem to move easily? Where are the parts that don't move as well? Feel every part, every vertebra. And now returning to a neutral spine, let's take our right knee out to the side. Circling that knee around and around, we work out the kinks in our hips. This practice takes us deeper and deeper into hip opening as we progress. So just finding some range of motion here in our right hip. And then returning right knee to the mat, inhale, cow pose. Exhale, cat pose. Take a couple more breaths, getting to know your spine.
And then returning again to neutral, let's take the left knee up. Circling it around and around again, just working into a little opening for the left hip. And then returning left knee to the mat, inhale, cow pose. Exhale, cat. They say you're only as old as the flexibility of your spine. So work into more and more flexibility. And then returning to neutral, let's take our hands forward to their down dog position, where we'll curl our toes under and lift our hips to the sky, downward facing dog. Now looking to our hands, let's walk or jump our feet up to meet our hands. With an inhale, catch a wave of breath all the way up. Exhale, chair. Inhale to the sky. Back bend here if you like it. And exhale, come soaring down. Inhale, the halfway lift. Exhaling, we take hands to the mat. We step our right foot back, and let's find lunge or kneeling lunge. So remembering, you can have knee up or knee down. But a building without a proper foundation will crumble. So find that foundation first. Travel up your center of strength, and let your heart open beautifully into this pose. With every breath, we feel more open, creating that doorway to our spirit. Now extend forward into one long diagonal line from the very tips of your fingers all the way down your body. Take the left hand behind the back. Reach farther with the right arm. And then set that right hand on the floor next to your left foot. Staying as long as we are through the spine, but slowly begin to turn our heart to the left. Twisting now. Now the left arm can stay where it is, or you can reach it all the way up to the sky. Again, we're finding what feels best. If you have an unsteady base here, feel free to take your knee down and get a little more steadiness in your pose. And then we unwind the twist. Hands to the mat, lay the back knee gently down. Now let's tiptoe our left foot a little further forward. And then we take hands onto the left leg. And gently, as we work deeper and deeper into the hips, we slowly extend forward, just to where it's comfortable and safe for you. When you find a good spot here, reach arms to the sky. Nice opening in the hip flexor across the right leg, coming deeper into the left hip too. Opening the psoas. Now take hands back to the heart, and let's shift our hips back as we straighten the left leg. Coming to a stretch for the hamstring. Slowly leaning forward over that straightened left leg. For those who are more flexible here, you're welcome to take this to a split if you'd like. Close your eyes. Let yourself soften into the pose. And as you come to a feeling of resistance, reassure your body, I am listening. I'm working with you, not against you. And then gently coming back onto the left foot, let's step back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. And with an exhale, we flow back to downward facing dog. So second side, let's look to our hands as we walk or jump our feet up to meet our hands. Inhaling takes us all the way up. And with an exhale, chair. Inhale, touch the sky. If you love it, take the back bend. And then exhale, floating down. Inhale, halfway up. Exhale, hands to the mat. It will be our left foot stepping back now. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Secure your foundation and grow from there. What works for your body? Where does it feel like a good place to be for you? Remembering, this is not a practice of achieving. This is a practice of letting go. So even though we're conditioned to compete with ourselves and others, one of the greatest lessons we can learn is to let go of that and to truly be where we should be. Now lean forward, that long, continuous diagonal line. Make it as long and as straight as you can make it. Continue reaching with the left hand as the right arm comes behind the back. And then with the length that you found, set the left hand next to the right foot. And stay long as you roll heart open to the right. Twisting the other way now. Choosing the twist that you like here, that works for your body. Wonderful lubrication for our spine. And the twist unwinds. Hands come to the mat, let's lay the back knee down. Tiptoeing the right foot further forward. Hands on the thighs, gently sinking down into this psoas stretch. Coming into a comfortable stretch, not pain. And then when you find your place, shoot the arms up to the sky. Hands come back to the heart. Onto the floor as we shift our hips back. Hamstring stretch for the right leg. Feel free to enter a full split if that works for your body. Closing our eyes, imagine being in your right leg right now. Feeling the lengthening of your muscles. The letting go. Let every breath release a little more tension. Let you soften just a little more. And then we return the right foot to the mat, planting our hands. Let's step our way back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. Exhaling back to down dog. Once again, we'll take knees to the mat, walking hands back under the shoulders, all fours. Bring your knees together so they touch. And let's extend our right leg straight back behind us. With elbows hugged into the body, exhale, dip your shoulders down. Inhale, push back up. Feel how there's this natural lifting of your inhale that assists you in coming up. Building some important upper body strength. Strong body, strong immune system helps us cope with the demands of our daily life. The next time you push up, lay that right foot back onto the ground and then open your right arm up to the sky, rolling your body open sideways. And then returning to all fours. Check to see that your wrists are under shoulders, knees side by side. Left leg straight out. Exhale, elbows in, dip down. Inhale, push up. See how your breath can help you. It's like a ship sailing with the wind. Take one more lower, one more lift. And then after you've lifted up, set the left foot on the mat. Roll the left arm to the sky. Roll your heart open side to the side wall. And back down again. Take hands back again to their down dog position. Turn our toes under and reach hips to the sky, downward facing dog. Take the right knee to your chest and let's shift forward, plank or kneeling plank, hugging that knee in tightly to the body as we hover here over the ground. Hips down in line with the shoulders, a plank. And then send the right leg up to the sky. And let's walk our hands back to our left foot for the standing splits. Our head hangs low, our foot reaches high. Some will take the left hand around the left leg and pull themselves even closer. But you do what's right for you. And then walking the hands forward again. Back to downward facing dog, reaching that right leg high up in the air. And take a great big step forward. This time we want our legs to be very wide apart as we plant our back foot and open ourselves wide, warrior two. Taking advantage of all that hip opening as we sink a little deeper down into the earth. Arms stretching out parallel to the horizon. Breathing in and out with big, beautiful breaths. Now, not moving the legs, let's bend the right arm and place it across the right thigh. Pointing left fingertips to the sky. Let your heart roll open into this beautiful side angle pose. Let yourself just explore the space and the length you can find in your body. Let your eyes follow your left arm all the way up to the sky. Heart rolling further open. Each person taking this pose to the place that expressed the open feeling in their body. Now, still with legs unmoving, let's come back to Warrior Two. Stretching out a little further, not a tug of war with your body, but let it radiate from the center of your heart outward. And then straighten the right leg. Let's prepare for triangle pose. First, feel the triangle in your legs, tall, straight. And then tip the right hip sideways, or the hips to the right. Reaching out over the right leg, and then setting the right hand on the leg, left arm to the sky. Rolling beautifully open. So this is a great example of where we do not want to try and mold ourselves to the textbook version. You'll often see the person's hand directly on the floor. But for many of us, that causes us to bend forward. And we want to find that place where we could be flat against a wall. So bringing the hand higher on the legs will most likely take you to a better place. Work with your body. Mold the pose to you. One more big, beautiful breath. And then return your hands to the mat, and we'll step back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. And take an exhale back to down dog. Left knee to the chest, shift forward, plank or kneeling plank, hovering. Really hug your knee into your midline. Feel the strength deep inside you. Keep breathing, steady and free. Left leg to the sky, walk the hands back, standing splits. Wherever it is for you is fine. Be there. Showing your body love. Walk hands forward now. Left leg high up in the air, take that extra giant step forward. With legs wide apart, we plant the back foot. Ah, Warrior Two. So I like to think of Warrior Two as creating a timeline with our body, reaching from the past to the future. But we place ourselves right at the center of that timeline, in the present. Our heart, our mind, right here, right now. Bend the left arm, side angle pose. Reach the right fingertips like a beam of light to the sky. Ah, let yourself explore freedom in your body. Explore what it feels like to be wide open. I love the way freedom feels. Show that. Let your body express those words. Legs stay still. Let's return, Warrior Two. Create your timeline. Place yourself right in the present. And then straighten the left leg, triangle pose. Stand tall, firm. Tip the hip sideways, reach out over the left leg. Right fingertips to the sky. Big, open triangle. Feel how much space you've created in your body. And then fill that space up completely with breath. One more big breath here. And then hands return to the mat, where we step back again, vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. And an exhale takes us back to down dog, where we're ready to step into our last standing series for today. So walk or jump your feet up to meet your hands. Take an inhale all the way to the top. Exhale, hands to the heart. Let your feet step together so knees, ankles are touching. And with hands at the heart, we exhale and sink our hips down into chair pose. So we've been here before, but this time once we find it, we're going to twist our chair. So feel yourself firmly centered. And then turn your left elbow in between the knees or even around to the outside of the right knee. And that little leverage between your elbow and knee helps you turn your heart to the right. Here you can spread your arms open wide or you can keep the prayer as it is. So each of us just finding what feels best for us here. And then that twist unwinds and we find ourselves in the center again. Let yourself feel centered for a breath or two. And then we twist the other way. So right elbow between the knees or around to the outside of the left knee. This turns our heart now to the left. And then take it to the place you love. Still present, just like you were in that timeline, in the here and now. Really feeling what's happening in your body. Being present to your breath. Twist unwinds. Slowly let your prayer rise up. And one more great big yes. Hands come to the heart. And let's step our feet back to a hip distance apart. One last pose here, standing back bent. So anchor your feet firmly here and feel an energy rise up into your legs and glutes. Take hands to your low back and make fists. With this secure base through our legs, we float our ribs up a little higher and then begin to roll our shoulders back. Heart lifts more and more toward the sky. So each of us will find the place here that feels safe and comfortable. We all have a variety of range of motion. And the range of motion is not so important as trying to come to a nice even curve of your spine. Remember when you worked into those places that were less flexible. Revisit them now. At the same time, feel your throat open wide, heart lifted, stretch to the front of the body. And then slowly let your back bend come up. Shift hands around to the hips, pour that back bend into a nice forward bend. Give yourself a moment to just relax here, remembering the ragdoll feeling, letting your back muscles soften and let go. And then taking hands onto the mat, we'll walk or jump our feet back for our last vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. And take your exhale back to down dog. This is only for a moment. Let's lay our knees to the mat. Snuggle our hips back into our heels, returning to that comfortable home of child's pose. So we allow ourselves now to take a moment of stillness here. Come into this introspective and reflective place. A chance to really feel what's happening inside. Feel your energy flow. Feel your breath flow. Every cell is singing a song of celebration. I'm alive. I'm free. I feel amazing. Drink in every breath and enjoy every sensation. And now slowly turning our gaze back to our hands, we spread our fingers open wide again like making handprints in the mat. Let's curl our toes. Our hips reaching to the sky, we make our return to downward facing dog. But we're slowing things down a bit now. So just take a nice slow stroll with your feet up to meet your hands. And let a nice long inhale return you all the way up, reaching up to a prayer and exhaling that prayer to your heart. So now we move into a balancing series. We'll begin our balance on our right foot. So take a moment to create a foundation here, spreading your foot wide. You're free of shoes. Let your foot really feel the mat. Then we'll take our left ankle and cross over our right thigh, grabbing left foot and right hand. Let your knee drop into gravity. Stand tall. Left hand will slip behind our back where it can rest here. Maybe it can reach around and grab the inside of the right elbow. And shoulders roll back so the heart's really lifted and opened here. Feeling still around you, the loving support of all the people in the room, and knowing that you can come in and come out of these balanced poses whenever you need to. No judgment, no expectations, Now gently begin to sink the hips downward. When you feel like you can let go with your hands, take hands to the heart in a prayer. The more we can focus, the more balanced we'll feel. With a calm mind and a calm breath, a steady mind and a steady breath, our body finds that steadiness. Now from here we gently rise up, our arms reaching up like wings, eagle pose. Let's wrap the left leg high around the right leg once or even twice. And then we'll cross the right arm over the left where you can hug your shoulders or you can bring forearms together. Elbows rising up a little as we open our upper back, pulling everything tightly into our midline. What if you were an eagle? What would it feel like to be that powerful, that focused? Now let your ego fly. And give yourself a moment to just recover, to relax your right leg in any way that feels good. And then we'll prepare for that same series on the other side. So create the foundation you need through your left foot. Right ankle crossing left thigh, foot into the left hand. Slip the right hand behind your back or wherever you can reach. Feel an invisible thread lifting your head higher. Sometimes finding a little focal point on the wall in front of you can help you hone in on a deeper sense of concentration. Gently sinking now. When you can, hands come to the heart in a prayer. Now rising up, arms spreading like the wings of our eagle. Let's wrap the right leg around the left. Higher the better. Left arm over the right, taking shoulders or forearms together. Hips sink a little, elbows rise a little. Hugging tightly your center. Lifting your white feathered head proudly, nobly. You are the king of the birds. And now we fly. Giving a moment of recovery now to the left leg. And then when you feel ready, take a beautiful breath in, reaching to the sky. Exhale, bow deeply to a forward bend. Hands come to the mat, feet walking back. Where again we'll lay our knees down, hips to the heels, child's pose again. This time if you'd like to feel a nice side bend in your child's pose, walk your hands off to the right side of the mat, stretching into the left hip, the left side of the body. Nice deep relaxing breath. Hands back to center now, and off to the left. Give the right side of your body that wonderful opening. Again, back to center. And now we'll walk our hands in toward our knees. Crossing our ankles, we come to sit and to bring our practice down onto the floor. Let's stretch our right leg out and pull our left foot to the inner right thigh. Turning our body so it aligns with the right leg. Inhale, reaching up as you ground through the hip and leg. Exhale, tilt the hips forward. Close your eyes, relax into this forward bend. Not forcing yourself on your body, but being quiet, patient, letting your body gently invite you in. Remembering this is a practice of letting go. In each pose, we receive these amazing physical benefits, balance and strength and flexibility. But there's so much more going on. As we remember, what yoga really is a state of being, where we really can connect with our own inner joy. Let your right hand stay where it is. Let's circle our left arm behind us, pointing our fingers to the sky and then arching into a big, beautiful side bend over to the right. So here again, we stretch through the left side of the body, anchoring that left hip to the mat. So where is your side? Find the place in this pose where you're getting the stretch, right there. And then again, left fingers to the sky and behind your back to the floor. Now let's circle the right arm into a big archway back behind you, stepping on to the left knee. And back to center. Changing sides, we'll stretch the left leg out and pull the right foot in. Turn your body to align with the left foot. Inhale, lengthening upward. Exhale, tilt the hips, close your eyes. Accept the invitation to come inside. Sometimes your mind will get distracted by your thoughts, but let them wait. Instead, dissolve again into your breath so you can have the richest, most amazing practice possible. Left hand remains, right arm reaches back, circles to the sky, and then arches over into the side bend. Now stretching the right side of our body. Not the textbook picture, but where it feels best for you. Left or right fingers to the sky again, and then to the floor behind you. Create the archway through your body, reaching back with the left arm, rising up onto the right knee. And come back to the mat. Now taking our feet onto the floor, let's gently lower down onto our back, taking our practice down even further. Once you come onto your back, pull knees into the body, take a few rocks side to side. Find a place where you feel comfortable here and you feel centered on your mat. Now reach arms to the floor behind your head as we work on some abdominal strengthening. Legs reach up into the sky. Now pull your belly in, reach fingertips to the sky, and then with the strength of your abdominals, lift head and shoulders off the mat, reaching higher. Keep breathing and lower down. Now let's weave our right leg around our left, similar to what we did in Eagle Pose. Pull belly in, fingers to the sky, and then the lift. It's not a momentum lift but with our arms. It's a strength lifting with our abdominals. And lower down. Legs straight up again. Fingertips reach up and then the lift. Abdominal strength. Breathe in, breathe out. And down. Now we braid the left leg around the right. Again, fingertips up and then the lift. Now this time as we come down, we'll slide right into the reclining pigeon. So let your right foot come down and slip the left ankle to the right thigh. Lay your head to the mat, hands behind the right leg. Now feel how as you settle the legs in a little closer to your body, you have this wonderful stretch and opening in the left hip. Coming to the biggest storage bin of stress in our body. Deep muscles and tissues in our hip. Let your breath gently release more and more stress and tension. Your whole body will feel so much better. Now gently hands slip away. Legs reaching to the sky, hands behind the head to the floor. Pull belly in, fingertips up, and then the lift. And down. So we'll start this time with the left leg around the right. Fingers up, lift. Feel the strength at your core. And lower. Both legs reaching high, fingertips up, lift. And down. And now the right leg wraps around the left, reach up, lift. And slide your way down into the reclining pigeon on the other side. Laying head gently down, pulling legs in toward the body. Finding the place that feels wonderful for your right hip. So tinker with it. Sculpt it to your body. And then when you find your sweet spot, close your eyes and just breathe away all that stress and tension you're storing. And the hands slip away, the legs unwind. We come now to inversions. So if you feel safe and comfortable with a shoulder stand, you can lift your hips and legs gently up above your shoulders, taking hands under the hips to support you.
If you prefer not to be there, let's take a bridge pose. With feet planted on the mat, pushing into the feet lifts hips to the sky and the bridge. These poses, a wonderful prescription for our nervous system, for our stressful life. So just relax here and let yourself release. Tension melts away. Now gently, carefully, just one vertebra at a time, begin your way back to the mat, being careful, safe with your body. When you've come all the way down, if you've been in the bridge today, give your knees one little hug, your low back will feel happy about that. And then fish pose. We'll extend our right leg on the floor, our left. Excuse me. First, let's bend our knees, taking our feet onto the floor, lifting hips up, slipping hands under the hips. Now stretch the legs on the floor. And sitting on the hands, we'll tuck our elbows and forearms underneath our back, where we can roll our shoulders behind us and our heart lifts up like the peak of a mountain. Gently lay your head back. Experience the opening of your throat. Let your collarbones spread out like the wings of your heart. And then bring the chin in first. And gently empty that fish pose back onto the mat. Slipping hands out from under the hips, we'll reach our arms to the floor now behind our head. As we wind down our practice with one more winding of the spine, get nice and long first. Then reach down for the right knee. Hug that knee to your body, cross it over to the left. Let your head turn to the right, bringing a spiraling twist all the way up the full length of your spine. Now take a deep breath and really surrender. No tension needed here. Just relax into the curves and spirals. Let the left hand drop away, roll back onto your back. Find your way back to that place where you feel centered on your mat. And then again, stretch the legs, reach the arms, wiggle your body long first. One last gift for our back and spine. Reach down for the left knee, give it a hug. Cross it over to the right, looking to the left. What a beautiful way to end the movement part of our practice. It's one last letting go. And then let your twist unwind. Find your way back to the center of your mat, and if you feel chilly, get something to stay warm. Now lay your body gently down to the earth. Close your eyes. Come now to this final relaxation. So we've opened the doorway to our spirit. Now we take this time to let all the benefits of our practice soak into our body. We take this time to just breathe and receive. Gratitude further opens our heart. So as you relax here with eyes closed, see in your mind's eye, walking over to your bookshelf, taking your journal off the shelf, and opening it up to the next blank page. See yourself taking a pen in hand and writing in your journal those things for which you are grateful, those things which bring you joy. See the words you write on the page brightly in your mind's eye. And let that feeling of gratitude flow through your body. Now look at what you've written. Let yourself smile with the feeling of gratitude for the blessings in your life. We truly are blessed. When you finish your writing, see yourself closing that journal, returning it to the shelf. And then allow yourselves a few deep breaths. With every breath, breathing in that feeling of gratitude. At this time, you can choose to stay here, receiving this final relaxation as long as you would like. Or if you're ready to begin bringing your practice to closure, take a moment first for the closure that's meaningful for you today. When you've experienced the closure that you love, allow yourself to gently roll over onto your right side. That might be now, that might be later. Whenever you're ready, take that transition and just allow yourself to enjoy the intoxicating breath and afterglow of your practice a little longer. And then when you're ready, whether it's now or later, your final transition will bring you back to the comfortable seated position where we began this practice. Feel how you sit a little taller now. Your body feels freer. There's a calm in the mind, a joy in the heart. And you've come to that unity with your spirit, your source of joy and inspiration. So with one more moment of gratitude, take a moment to be grateful for your practice today, for the gifts that you've received, and for how wonderful you feel. And then to close in the way we began, let's release our neck and let our head flow from side to side. Now as we find our center, with an inhale, our arms reach up to the sky for a prayer. We take that prayer first to our forehead for gratitude in our thoughts today. To our lips for gratitude in our words. And to our heart for gratitude in our heart. May the sun shine upon you. All love surround you, and may the pure light within you guide your way on. Together we say, Namaste. Have an amazing day today. Thanks for coming. Okay, so